Hello, everybody. I haven't recorded anything for a little while because the world is ending, and so is my will to do a lot of things. So I've been being very lazy recently, and I just really haven't had the mojo to record. But I literally just come across this fabulous questionnaire that I would like to answer. I could have typed it out and put it in the comments, but like I said, I am very lazy these days, so I am going to record my answers instead because I want to. Okay, let's have a look. So this is the Let's Get to Know Each Other questionnaire by Puppy Cat. Please ignore my rumbling stomach. Sorry. Okay, so question one. Welcome, can I get you a drink? What's your poison? I am a huge fan of Monster. Monster is love. Monster is life. I believe I have a literal addiction to it. It is slightly worrying. In terms of alcohol, oh, you know what, I would really love a a violet gin and lemonade right now. That would hit the spot pretty well. Or a Malibu and Coke. Let's see. Tell us about your username. Is there a fun story behind it? Do you have a nickname here that you go by if your username is long? I think I've mentioned this. I mentioned this in an audio I did probably like fucking 3 years ago, so I think I can talk about it again. So my username comes from my account on fanfiction.net. I used to write fanfiction. I did actually start writing it again recently, but I haven't got back to it for a while, so. But my my name on fanfiction was something that was a red colour, and the second name was something to do with singing. So I decided to kind of just play the thesaurus game and come up with another word for red and another singing-related word. So came up with Crimson Songbird. And people tend to just call me Songbird. Yeah, Songbird is the name I go by usually. Although back in the day, people would call me SB in like text chats just because it made life easier. What do you do here? Record, write, comment, lurk in the shadows. I lurked and commented for a little bit when I started. When I came across GWA, and I, you know, recording wasn't really in the cards, and then it was. Yeah, I just thought, fuck it, you know, why not give it a go? And then last year I decided to write a script. I just got inspired, and now I've written two scripts. So yeah, that's it pretty much. Is there a new kink / new side of yourself or your sexuality that you've discovered here? I've definitely, explored more of, DDLG since I started, coming to DWA. In many senses. I think I didn't know it was a thing before GWA. I'd heard of you know, people with like that dress as babies and have diaper kinks, and I'd heard of that side of it, but I hadn't heard of the, you know, the kind of the broad spectrum of you know, things you can do in the kink in the community. I have discovered that I am a little, and it's been pretty great. You know, it's been a very nice side of myself to discover. And a nice thing to enjoy in audios as well. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, I never would have imagined enjoying, you know, hearing someone refer to themselves as daddy. But now it's like, hell yeah, hey daddy. You know, it's like, oh, I really like that actually. So yeah, so yeah, things change, but I absolutely enjoy all of that now, and yeah, it's been quite a lovely discovery. If you could get any celebrity voice to do audios, which voice would it be? There's a couple of options. I think David Tennant's pretty high up there. I think that's a pretty dope choice. In a Scottish accent. Anthony Head is probably on the contender. I don't know, there's plenty of people I'd like to hear do all sexy audios, so yeah. Anyone British and sexy, you know, that's fine with me. Okay. Imagine that there was a big GWA picnic potluck. Which dish would you bring? Okay, I haven't actually made these by myself before, but I know that I would smash it because they're the easiest things in the world, but you can pass them off as fancy, and that's deviled eggs. I bet you I can make a mean deviled egg. Because I used to make them with my mum all the time when I was a kid. I've seen what she does with them, and I know I can recreate that, and I can do deviled eggs. And I could also make tiramisu. I can make a mean tiramisu. Thank you very much. What is your Hogwarts house and what would your Patronus be? I already know. I've taken the Pottermore quizzes. So my Hogwarts house is Gryffindor. I have a onesie. I have earrings. I have all the merch. I'm a Gryffindor. And my Patronus is a black and white cat. So, yeah. Oh, my tummy, sorry. What is your biggest pet peeve? Oh, I don't know, I have a few. I mean, my main one is people being arseholes, really, you know. People censoring freedom of speech, like that shit really gets me annoyed. Like, people don't like someone's opinion, so they decide that that person's opinion shouldn't be, you know, expressed. It's like, well, no, people are going to say shit that you don't like. Just shut up and deal with it. Or no, don't shut up and deal with it. That's the point. You retaliate by all means, but don't tell that person that they, you know, can't express their opinion, because yes, the fuck they can. You know, even if it's an offensive opinion, like, yeah, they can say it, you know. When people just throw verbal hissy fits when people express opinions that they don't agree with, really annoys me. And when people, and you know, on the flip side, when people have expressed opinions that I don't agree with, and I just sit there going, well, how the fuck can you be so fucking stupid? I'm very petty when it comes to this kind of stuff. Yeah, but yeah, just in general, people being arseholes, people being unreasonable, anti-vaxxers piss me off pretty much a lot. People that don't socially distance, that annoys me to no end. There's a few. What music are you listening to lately? It's always going to be musical theatre. That's the genre I always go to when I listen to music in general. You know, it's the music that I fancy listening to most of the time. I was listening to some Beatles this morning. Pretty eclectic tastes. You know, they jump around a lot. Trying to think what I was listening to. Oh yeah, I was listening to a song from Dear Evan Hansen earlier today. So yeah. And what's something you'd like to do more of on GWA? These days record. I would like to do more improvs. It's only a few months ago that I felt like I actually did a good one, you know. Like, I think a couple of years ago I did one and it was okay, you know, it was fine. And then I went back to doing scripted stuff, but a few months ago, I just decided to just lie down, hit record, and see what happened, you know. And it turned out pretty well, as far as I'm aware, you know. I think it turned out okay. So then a while later, I did another one. I was like, that one was pretty good as well. And then a couple of months back, I did one. I was like, that was really good. Like, whoa, you know, like these things that I, you know, I managed to come up with. And like the last one I did, like I had a single prompt from that one little line. I managed to build an entire fantasy around it. And I was fucking impressed with myself being able to do that. Like, wow, I'm creative. I would like to do more improv. I also like to do more script writing as well. Not just record, but, you know, create. That idea is very attractive to me. Just, you know, be able to say that, you know, not only did I perform this, I made this, I created this. I'd like to do more of that. Anyway, sorry for taking the lazy route and recording instead of typing out, but whatever, you know, these things happen. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Bye.